Every week we give you a prophecy update. There's a lot happening in the world, and the Bible seems to know about it ahead of time. In the last book of the Bible, the Revelation of Jesus Christ, the Apostle John was given a series of visions about the future just prior to and including the Great Tribulation. Among the things he saw were a movement towards a global government and a global economic system by which everyone would be on the grid and you would conduct all your business by a personal identifier either on you or in you. As to a global government, sources are reporting disturbing things about a trade agreement the United States is negotiating. It's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. How many of you have heard of this? No? Oh, there you go. God bless you. You win a free coffee. Here are a few excerpts from an article critical of the agreement. This treaty has 29 chapters, but only 5 of them have to do with trade. Most Americans don't realize this, see? But this treaty will fundamentally change our laws regarding internet freedom, healthcare, the trading of derivatives, copyright issues, food safety, environmental standards, civil liberties, and much more. It will merge the United States far more deeply into the emerging one world economic system. Initially, 12 nations will be party to this treaty, including the United States, Mexico, Canada, Japan, Australia, Brunei, Chile, Malaysia, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. Together, those nations represent approximately 40% of global GDP. It is hoped that additional nations such as the Philippines, Thailand, and Colombia will join the treaty later on. It's not true that the boys were down negotiating this treaty in Colombia. Now, critics say this agreement will impose very strict internet copyright rules on the American people. It will ban all Buy American laws, give Wall Street banks much more freedom to trade risky derivatives. I don't know anything worse than a risky derivative, but and it will force even more domestic manufacturing offshore. So, Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement. Meanwhile, the effort to have a database that will include every person and force us to have a unique personal identifier to conduct all business got a boost from our friends at the Department of Homeland Security. On November 13, Michael Snyder posted an article titled, Government Plans to Track Us and Those We Are Related to Using DNA. Here's some excerpts from that talk. The Department of Homeland Security is soliciting information from potential contractors for a new program that the DHS hopes will enable it to use DNA tests to identify criminal suspects and track their family relationships. Down the road, the goal is to make the use of DNA identification as common as the use of fingerprint ID is today. If you don't think this could ever happen, you should think again. President Obama has already said that he wants a national DNA database, and a recent Supreme Court decision has opened the door wide for one to be created. Someday soon, the federal government will have the capability of tracking all of us and those we are related to using our DNA, and eventually, a DNA reader could replace all our internet passwords and be used to log into our bank accounts. Now, Christians who take the Bible seriously and who understand prophecy literally, we've been predicting these kinds of things for years. Not the exact things. I mean, I don't know if the mark of the beast is going to be DNA. I don't know if it's going to be an invisible tattoo. I don't know if it's going to be a microchip or something completely different than what we see right now, but we do know that the end times are going to unfold just the way God said they would, and we see these things happening all around us. I'm not sure how much of all this we will experience, because we won't be here for any of the 7-year Great Tribulation. Jesus made many promises to us, and his disciples did too, that we would not be here for that time of terrible trouble. We won't be here because Jesus is coming to resurrect the dead in Christ and to rapture living believers. And that is the blessed hope that we are looking towards. And as I tell you each week, it is an imminent hope. Nothing needs to happen before the Lord can return and take us home. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, you need to get ready, you need to stay ready, and you need to keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.